This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, DuPont and the Dow Chemical Company have announced that all required regulatory approvals and clearances have been received to close on a merger of the two companies. The merger will close August 31st, and shares of Dow and DuPont will cease trading at the close of the New York Stock Exchange that day. Shares of Dow DuPont will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the stock ticker symbol DWDP on September 1st. The companies continue to expect the intended spinoffs to occur within 18 months of closing. Dow and DuPont announced the merger in December of 2015. Upon closure, the combined company is estimated to be worth $130 billion. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says almond growers were the top users of pollination services in 2016. Farmers growing crops that depend on pollination can rely on wild pollinators in the area or pay beekeepers to provide honeybees or other managed bees, such as the blue orchard bee. In 2016, U.S. farmers paid $354 million for pollination services. The USDA says producers of almonds alone accounted for 80% of that amount, more than $280 million. By comparison, producers of apples and blueberries paid about $10 million apiece. Pollination services helped support the production of these crops, which in 2016 had a total production value of about $5.2 billion for almonds, $3.5 billion for apples, and $720 million for blueberries. Over the same period, the number of honey-producing colonies grew by 14%. Well, our local CHS cooperative is hosting a family fun day on August 19th in Carlinville. Marketing and communication specialist for the co-op, Aaron Williams, says all employees and CHS customers are invited to attend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Katie. We are pretty pumped about August 19th. This is the first year that we have ever done anything like this. So we're trying something new, something out of the norm, to show appreciation to our customers and employees. Where in the past we've had, customer appreciation meals and things like that. And so this time we're including employees and their families. So it's just kind of a way for us all to come together and to just have some good old-fashioned fun. So CHS Family Fun Day is happening August 19th. That's a Saturday, beginning at 4 p.m. at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville. And the first half of the day is going to be real kid-oriented, so bring kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews, all the above. Going to be lots of carnival games, inflatable games, face painting, magic show. It goes on and on. The list goes on and on. Dinner will be from 5 to 7. We're going to have brisket and barbecue and lots of good things to eat. And then the Glendale Riders are going to kick off the party for us. The beer tent will be open at the fairgrounds, and the Glendale Riders are going to play for a few hours for us. And they are a hit local band. Have you ever heard them before?
I have not, but I'm a fan of live music, and usually anyone that's going to be playing around this area, usually it's a good time and it's a good show.
Yeah. They're a good time. They are country, southern rock, that kind of thing, so we're excited to have them.
Well, it sounds like a ton of fun, just as you're calling it, Family Fun Day with CHS. So, Aaron, I know a lot of changes have taken place with CHS over the last year and year and a half. You've got new management in, and this fun day is something new. So what was CHS's thought behind hosting this fun day in August?
Well, we've had this idea in our back pocket for a couple years, and we've just been going through some growing changes. And so it just hasn't been the right time until now. Now that, our locations are unified, and we have one general manager for all of our locations, we thought, what an opportunity to get all employees and all customers together, because we've grown so fast and so large now that there are some employees that haven't even crossed paths yet because of busy season and things like that. So that was really our goal, is to show appreciation, have some fun, and get everybody in one place.
Well, it sounds like that's exactly what you're going to be able to do on August 19th. So, Aaron, do people need to pre-register, give you a call ahead of time, or what do they need to do?
We're not asking people to RSVP for the event. We are asking people to RSVP if they wish to camp and bring their camper. Feel free to just call our shipment office and let us know if you plan to bring your camper. We will take care of all of your camping campsite fees. And if you plan to ride our transportation, because we're so spread out now, Katie, and Macoupin County Fairgrounds was a central location for us, but we are offering transportation from our Carrollton location and from our Pocahontas location on Route 140. So the only time I need you to RSVP is if you're planning to camp or if you're planning to use the provided transportation.
Well, sounds great. So they'll be camping using the facilities at the fairgrounds so they can pop up a tent or bring in an actual camper?
Correct. Yes, we still have several camping spots left.
Okay, sounds awesome. Aaron, before we wrap up, I think just one more time the details about what's happening and who's invited for that Family Fun Day.
This is CHS Family Fun Day. Again, the first time that we've ever done anything like this. It's going to be Saturday, August 19th, beginning at 4 o'clock. Dinner's from 5 to 7, and then the Glendale Riders are going to get the party started.
Aaron Williams with CHS. In other news, the Illinois State Fair starts today in Springfield. The fair runs August 10th through the 20th, and this year you have the opportunity to see two sets of Clydesdales. Both the Budweiser Clydesdales and the Express Clydesdales will be on the grounds from August 10th through the 13th. The Budweiser Clydesdales will be located near Gate 2, just east of the Farmer's Little Helpers area. And those Clydesdales made their first appearance in Springfield at the fairgrounds in 1933. The Express Clydesdales can be found in Happy Hollow. These horses have had the honor of chauffeuring Prince William and Princess Kate, and they're unique because they're black with white feathering by their feet. Only 10% of Clydesdales in North America have those markings. And once again, both sets of Clydesdales will be on the fairgrounds for you to see August 10th through the 13th. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.